Right, folks. Johnny Hero Show here on U105. Stephen Booth is in playing with his phone. You've got a big cracked screen on your.
I need to be given a phone by somebody. Yeah. I'm angling. Do you like that?
Phone sponsors. Are you listening?
Yeah. Anyone? Yeah. Anyone? Somebody?
Because he's trying to do his Twitter. He's trying to take photographs and his screen's all cracked and everything else. Tupelli's here.
Looking good, is it?
How you doing, Tupelli?
We're
not going to let him try and manipulate this interview. You know,
I'm taking over.
Expect
to get a word in edgeways.
You won't get a word of sense out of him. You'll need me. Don't worry.
I haven't had coffee today. It's a big problem.
All right. Well, listen, you're here for Chicago and the Opera House. We just remind the folks of some of the songs.
And that's good. Isn't it grand? Isn't it great? Isn't it swell? Isn't it fun? Isn't it? Don't you know that this hand washes that one too? When you're good to mama, mama's good to you. All that jazz.
Some of the tunes from Chicago. Now, Tupelli Dorgu's here, right? Played Kelly in Coronation Street. You played Kelly for 6 years?
Yeah, nearly. Yeah, I did.
Did you think you were going to get into sort of Ken Barlow territory and you were going to be there until you were getting blue rinses,
no,
you know?
No, because you do, I mean, the one thing you do have control over really is in a soap is when you leave.
All right, right.
It's kind of the only thing. You can't make them, you know, do things with your character all necessarily. And obviously they can keep you there if you want, but I decided I didn't want to stay for a long period of time. And that was never my intention, really.
Yeah, but as an actress, because we all know that, you know, it can be hard between jobs kind of thing. Is it not sort of the gig of a lifetime to get a soap spot like that? Especially a popular character like yours.
It depends what you want in your career. It was great getting Kelly. She's a really good character. I was really pleased that I wasn't paying some sort of dowdy shop assistant. You know, it was the costumes, the makeup.
With the greatest of respect to all the dowdy shop assistants listening.
No, but you
weren't your legs lovely though?
No, I don't know.
The comments I've been hearing.
Oh, bless you.
Yeah, but you give a bit of glam to Coronation Street.
Well, I don't know about a bit of tack. I don't know about glam, but it was loads of fun. It was, but after a while, I wasn't able to. Well, you can't when you're in a soap. You can't when you're in a lot of jobs do anything else.
Yeah.
And I wanted to. And Chicago is one of those things I really wanted to do as well as all the other little gigs I've done and things. And the thing about being an actor is you do want to do a lot of other things. But unfortunately, it's not the kind of industry where you go, I'll release a single now, then I'll host my own show, and then I'll be in a soap, and then I'll do a play. You can't. So you do take the work as and when it comes. But I think several years in the same job makes you go, okay, I'm sure I can do something else now. And I've been lucky enough to.
Is it a case, I mean, Stephen Booth, folks, you played Greg Jessop in EastEnders.
Hi, guys.
You were Sergeant Rollins in The Bill.
I was. That was lots of fun.
You've been in some, I mean, both of you have been in some of the, you know, the biggest shows out there.
We're very lucky, but
really lucky.
But Tupelli's got an interesting point, you know.
I have many interesting points.
Yes. It's my turn now, okay? It's all about me now, darling. Okay, let's have a little boothy time. No, she has got a good point, and you can't be too choosy with the jobs that you take on, which makes the fact that we're in Chicago all the more special. Mm-hmm. When this opportunity arose, we grabbed it with both hands. It's been a job that both Tupelli and I have wanted to do for years.
Okay, I was going to mention Chicago. You don't have to push me in to say we're talking about Chicago now. You're in the Opera House. What musical background do you have?
I trained in musicals.
Oh, excuse us. Right, okay.
She's got all the credentials.
As a kid, I loved all the shows, all musicals. I've always been a musical fan.
Did you put your own shows on when you were a little kid? Did you?
Not really, no. I was part of a dance school, though, and we did do shows. And I did amateur things, amateur shows. And even if I wasn't in the industry at all, if I was a dowdy shopkeeper, I would love musicals. So that was always what I wanted to do. And I didn't even realise you could be in them, that there was a place you could go and train to do it when I was little. So that was kind of a natural progression for me. I did dance and sing at school, and it was just a natural thing for me to want to go into that professionally. And I did. And then the roles kind of weren't there. And I actually realised that as an actress, I was more of an actress and I really wanted to do more challenging things, and that TV, I was lucky enough to break into TV, and that TV was where, you know, some really great roles are.
It's a really, really lovely fairy story for you. Well, no, it is, because you've chased your dreams. You've seen those butterflies and you've gone for them with both hands, and you've really,
poetic here.
Yeah, I know, isn't it?
I'm a lyricist, mate.
I'm just going to shut up now. It's been, the interview's been hijacked.
Come on now.
Stefan, you do the interview.
Welcome to 105.8 FM.
But you know, it's a honestly, there's a similar story for Steph. Steph started out as a singer, and he's an amazing singer, and that's something that you won't know because you've probably never seen him sing on TV.
Nope.
And he has done a couple of musicals, but this is, I think, because I've seen him in other things, but I know this is the one where he shines the most as a singer.
Oh, and you little star.
He is fantastic.
Thank
you. So he is a singer. He's not just an actor that can hold a tune. Originally,
it's not even reading that off
an
auto cue.
Yeah, I know. Just entirely non-prompted. Thanks, babes.
what musicals were you in before then?
I was just about to say something. What was it? Oh yeah, I'm loving Billy. Before I forget, I have to say this. I'm absolutely loving playing this role because I've been playing very similar parts for the last 10-12 years that are romantic leads, and he's not a romantic lead, Billy Flynn. He's a lot darker, he's a lot edgier, and it's great to be the ringmaster, the puppeteer, and be responsible for kind of changing the dynamic of the timings and stuff, because in the second half there's a lot of the stuff that Billy does kind of pulls things together.
Yeah.
And it's a great role to play. It's great. And similarly, it's been spread beautifully in the way that show's written. When people are on, they really have a chance to shine, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And I think Chicago's one of the one musicals where there's two very strong female leads. They sing and they dance and they act. You know, it's not just one thing. Whereas I think with TV or any other kind of job, sometimes you're just acting, or maybe you're acting and you're singing, or maybe you're just dancing and singing. So for me, and I know for Ali as well, it's a gift of a show and gift roles. Just
and they're great to watch
amazing.
Together. They're really great
amazing.
To watch together on stage. And the band. Oh
the band.
Let
the
me
band
just
are
say,
what make it.
Kander and Ebb is one thing to behold, because they've written some incredible music. Fosse is something else to behold, and the show is dripping in Kander and Ebb. Fosse's dance moves constructed by Anne Rankin, and that the band are so gifted. All of them independently have played with some of the greats.
Yeah.
One of the girls just gone off. She's just been playing with Seal. All of them. I could rattle off a list as long as my arm.
And they all play in lots of different musicals.
But it's funny. You will find this if you're in a number of musicals. The same guys and girls keep cropping up in the band. You know, they are the industry experts.
They've all
play with everyone.
Like,
you know,
CVs as long as your arm.
And it's like when any big musician rolls into London or whatever, these are the people they call on.
Yeah,
I want you.
And when we
go
on stage every night, I think that's what's keeping this show so fresh and so vibrant and so punchy. You know, even though they were 10 months in, I was just saying earlier on the same thing. When we get on stage, when you feel that the band behind you start to cook an absolute storm with the numbers that they're playing, and you get the reaction, you feel all that force behind you, then you've got the swell from the audience coming back. It's just, it's absolute alchemy. It's beautiful. It's a fantastic thing to be, it's a real privileged thing to be part of, actually. It was a dream. Certainly for me, I'm sure for you as well, to be able to perform with a live jazz band that's an orchestra of 10 or 11 people.
Yeah, it was always a dream, actually. When I first saw Little Voice, and when she eventually goes and does concerts and sings with a live band, I said, I'd really love to do that. And I did get the opportunity a few times, but not on such a regular basis, and and so theatrically, you know.
Yeah. Is it? I mean, it sounds like. I mean, you've been sort of dying to do this kind of thing all your life, basically. So, is it a real pinch me moment when you're on stage doing it?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. And I watch so many YouTube clips of Bebe Neuwirth, who's my favourite Velma, and loads of the others. There's a string of amazing people that have been in the show and on Broadway, and you watch them at sort of Carnegie Hall, and you watch the special TV versions they did of it, and it's so amazing. And you think, I do that.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have a little kind of Carnegie Hall moment and you just think, when the spotlight's on you, you could be anywhere. Do you know what I mean? It's
brilliant. I think last night was a bit of a pinch me moment. Performing in that theatre.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's a lovely theatre, the Opera House,
Yeah. And it's a very intimate space as well. You've got, it's a very explosive show, but it's still a very intimate space for the audience. You know, you can see the whites of their eyes right in front of you, and you can almost make eye contact with a lot of people there.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
It's very intimate, very close. It's
again,
nice.
The two of you are used to TV work. You know, you're performing to a camera, and it's a totally different skill than doing it to an audience. I mean, do you have to sort of train yourself all over again?
I think you have to really get stuck and take stock and kind of. You have to look after yourself in terms of early on. I didn't go out drinking much. I was careful with what I ate. You know, my sleep was very important. Warming up's always very important. I think you have to really commit to the change in discipline.
Yeah.
TV again is different. I mean, that's just a continuous. You just got to keep getting out of bed for TV yeah. and just keep rolling. But I think with
it's more adrenal. There's yeah, so much more adrenaline involved.
I think with performing,
for
you have to sort of really go for it. It is very much like you know, like an Olympic sport. You know what I mean? You can't yeah. just kind of turn up and hope for the best and be patched up and
yeah, but
that,
you, but your problem is you performed an Olympic event last night, for instance, that, and then got to do it tonight again,
yeah,
and then
well
tomorrow
that,
night,
well
and then the next
it,
night.
That's
you know?
It. You just
she's
you have
a bit
to,
of a machine,
you have to mentally,
one.
You'd have to mentally prepare yourself a lot. But the thing is, it's not difficult because you know you want to. I really want to play yeah. the part. I want to do it. So it's.
Yeah.
I think if you're doing a role that you don't like or you're in a show you're not enjoying, then it's even harder to drudge up that
yeah.
that energy. But we're so lucky that
we're lucky we're surrounded by very talented people.
Yeah, we are.
And we're working with Ali and Bernie Nolan.
She's an Irish singer, by the way. I don't know if you
know. We know who Bernie Nolan is, yes.
And Alex Weatherhill and Jamie Bourne, and the list goes on. Mm. Really talented, lovely actors, and our ensemble are equally marvellous.
Uh-huh.
And I keep going back to the band, but without them, this show wouldn't be half what it is. No. They are
they
so
take up three quarters of the stage. They've got to be quite good, haven't
absolutely
they?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's so funny when you bring people around and they kind of go, is that the space you've got to dance on? The yeah. band take up a
it's,
lot.
And it's one of
like,
those shows where even if you'd never been to a musical, I would heartily recommend it.
Yeah, I've always said it years and years ago. I was taking someone to see a show they'd never been, and I thought the best one to see is probably Chicago, because you could probably relate to it. It's funny, it's sarcastic, it has dark moments, it has very sensitive, poignant moments.
Oh, massively.
It's really fast paced. You know, there's gorgeous girls in it, there's very funny guys in it, you know, great gorgeous guys.
The lighting's
music's
amazing,
brilliant
as well.
And it's a really good introduction to somebody into musical theatre or theatre generally. It's a great yeah. story.
And you know, the funny thing is, set in 1920s Prohibition era,
uh-huh.
you would never realise that the relevance is still so prominent in modern day society. You look at O.J. Simpson, you look at the glamorisation of criminality and jury swinging of the jury to kind of, you know, I mean the whole plot, for those of you that have never seen Chicago, two girls in prison employ the best criminal lawyer in Illinois to get them off the hook and get them free, and then start their own cabaret act. And he glamorises the criminality, Billy Flynn, and gets them off the hook. I mean, that's the general kind of. I'm sorry for blowing the plot there, but it's
fun.
The journey is amazing.
When I first saw it, I was struck by the parallels with modern day. He's yeah. basically a spin doctor of, uh-huh. of yeah. you know what we'd call a spin
and
doctor.
And the girls
now.
Are desperate for celebrity, and yeah. they've done really terrible things, but they're not bothered. They're like,
yeah.
well,
yeah.
the public will love it, and they'll read the papers, and
he puts a different spin on
and
it. He's basically a modern day publicist kind of thing.
Credit yeah. to Rankin and Kander Neb and the whole. The plot line of the entire show, it works like a dream, and it ticks along very nicely. It's very yeah. quick, it's very
so
fast paced, very punchy.
Did you start last night? Was that the first night
yeah,
in the Opera House?
Yeah, Belfast last night. Yeah, it was yeah. a good night, really good.
We loved it.
Lovely audience,
super.
Oh, lovely people here. You know,
I have got a thing for the Belfast accent. Can I make a confession?
can you do a Belfast accent?
I'm not even gonna try.
I don't know.
I might get slapped rather hard by somebody.
No, no.
angry people.
We love it when people try to sound like us. Because,
no.
You know.
give me a sentence and I'll see if I can say it.
Yeah.
What about you?
What about
what
you?
What about you?
That's not bad.
That's
man,
not
you know?
Bad.
That's not bad.
Very
I
good.
I was really bad. I'm very sorry. I apologise. Yeah, public apology for
Stephen. You need a bit of work, you know.
I need help.
Right, okay. Well, listen, anyone? Thanks for coming. It runs until Saturday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is there a matinee?
Two Thursday and two on Saturday. The matinees are about 2:30 in the afternoon.
Then we're off to the lovely Derry.
Oh, good stuff. Are you in the Millennium? Is that where you're going there? I'm not sure where.
I'm going
to say. Do you know? Or is it the Playhouse?
Yes.
All I know is that I'm near Donegal and I want to have Guinness and oysters, please.
Yeah, you get Guinness and oysters anywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
This is Donegal. It's magic.
No. Oh, yeah. No, you'll certainly
Donegal
get
Donegal oysters and Guinness. Come on. Don't ruin my dream here.
One of the most famous pubs in Northern Ireland is the Crown. Right,
it's around the corner.
It's
last
just
night.
Across the street from the Opera House.
I know it
sure.
already.
Yes.
Oh,
very
okay.
famous. Tell you how famous. It's a National Trust place. It's really. It's
Aww.
They've preserved it the way it was kind of 100 years ago.
Wow.
You love that.
Oh,
you
want that's what the smell was.
Go across over there.
It's right. a lovely pub. It's a really nice pub.
Quite like that.
Just stop.
I don't know where you're going. You were doing better. You were doing better now.
Quit.
So. Just as an aside, when you get the schedule for any run, is the first thing you look for, are there any matinees? It's like, oh, nightmare.
No, there's always matinees. There's always set shows a week.
Actually, it's
8 shows a week and 2 shows on a Friday and 2 shows on a Saturday, 5 and 7/8. That is the normal schedule.
This week, they're shaking it up.
Oh, we decided to do something different in Belfast.
It's crazy.
Thursday and Saturday.
Isn't it great?
So yeah, we know that. What we do look for is, are we going to any decent places? Yeah. That is what you do look for when you get a touring schedule. And well, Belfast was at the top. We've been
Belfast.
Ah, good. Yeah, well, you're
sitting. Belfast is rocking. We hit the ground running last night after the show. That was great. Absolutely lovely.
Well, listen, Topelli, Stefan, thanks for coming in. Good
Thank
luck with the rest of the run. Okay,
thanks, John. It's been a pleasure to chat to you guys.
No problem. Thank you very much.